Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. I was being reminded as we were going, as all of this music was rolling and everything, I have a newsletter. And, it's going out. And for those of you that would be interested in signing up for the newsletter, which is various things that I've got going on, or various latest things, YouTube stuff, radio stuff, you can do so by going to info@lockloadradio.com. And we'll, and you'll get a for free newsletter. I've been asked about this a few times, and I've been holding my tongue on what I think about this, and it's sort of old now, but it's still ongoing. Now, recently, the NRA had their it was Tuesday, I think they had their Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition was dismissed. And it was ruled that the association had filed it in bad faith. In his ruling, Judge Harlan Yale let the NRA know that if they continued to press the matter, the court would immediately take some of its concerns about disclosure, transparency, secrecy, conflicts of interest of officers, and litigation counsel, and the unusual involvement of litigation counsel in the affairs of the NRA. Now, those are doors that Wayne LaPierre and the rest of the NRA management don't want to open. In addition, another filing would increase the possibility of the court ordering a trustee who would displace LaPierre and possibly additional NRA officers. In response to Judge Hale's ruling, they have issued this press release. Now, here's my problem with this. The NRA has got serious problems. They've got serious problems. They have management issues. They have money management issues. I remember when I was involved with the Gun Owners of America. And everybody out there thought Gun Owners of America was the Larry Pratt Family Trust. That was the scuttlebutt that was on the under the surface of what was going on. Now, Larry, I know exactly how much money Larry Pratt was making. He was sort of scandalously underpaid, to be honest with you. He was never in charge of the money. He was never in charge of the money. There's somebody else in charge of the money. Gun Owners of America, they're actually overseen by Gun Owners of California. Those guys are in charge of the money. Uh-huh. So that idea that And I mean, there's another one, the National Association of Gun Rights. Everybody looks at that. I've mentioned it before where it might be that they've looked at that as the Dudley's his little thing that he's got for his retirement later on down the road. Not true. That's not true. Was it true about GOA? It's not true about NAGR. Some of the things you used to hear coming out of NRA disparaging some of these other gun rights organizations originated there. There used to be this this unspoken thing to where they would work together. The various gun rights organizations would work together. The NRA, of course, they decided to go another way. But what bothers me most now is their tone-deaf press releases they put out. So here's one. In response to today's dismissal of a prior bankruptcy filing, the NRA announced that it will continue to fight on all fronts in the interest of its mission and its members. The New York Attorney General and others had aligned against the NRA in opposition to the reorganization plan announced January 15, 2021. They sought to dismiss the NRA's bankruptcy filing with prejudice or in the alternative appointment of a court-appointed trustee to take control of the association's business and financial affairs. Importantly, a United States bankruptcy court in Dallas did not appoint a trustee or examiner, even as it ruled the association may not proceed with the Chapter 11 case. The court dismissed the bankruptcy filing without prejudice, meaning the NRA does have the option to file a new bankruptcy case. During a 12-day hearing that had occurred over approximately 4 weeks, the NRA established that it had adopted new policies and accounting controls, displaced many insiders who had allegedly abused the association, and accepted reparations for costs voluntarily determined to be excessive benefits. The hearing proceedings focused on the NRA's compliance efforts and the organization's renewed commitment to good governance. In an opinion dated May 11, 2021, the Honorable Harlan D. Hale said, in short, the testimony suggests the NRA now understands the importance of compliance. Outside of bankruptcy, the NRA can pay its creditors, continue to fulfill its mission, continue to improve its governance and internal controls, contest dissolution in the new NYAG enforcement action, and pursue the legal steps necessary to leave New York. So, in other words, this ruling was exactly what they wanted. That's what they're saying now. Then we get some individual things. The NRA remains committed to its members and our plan for the future. Although we are disappointed in some aspects of the decision, there's no change in the overall direction of our association, its programs, or its Second Amendment advocacy. Today, it is ultimately about our members, those who stand courageously with the NRA in defense of constitutional freedom. We remain an independent organization that can chart its own course, even as we remain in New York to confront our adversaries. The NRA will keep fighting as we've done for 150 years. That coming from Wayne LaPierre. Then we got William Brewer, the lawyer, the litigation lawyer. The NRA will continue to defend the interests of the association in New York. Our client has faith in its leadership and has demonstrated commitment to good governance. Carolyn Meadows, the record reflects the NRA undertook a course correction with respect to its management. The association is strong and secure once again moving forward. It's all about Wayne. It's all about Wayne. Because this, what it all boils down to is that Wayne LaPierre, he can't quit now, you know? He really can't quit now. He needs somebody to pay for his legal defense. But I wonder if the board members of the NRA are going to be afforded that same thing. I wonder if that's going to be the way that is. Because right now, since they are now thrown back into this thing, all of those board members that sit on the board can be investigated. There's going to be questions arise about how come you didn't stop this? How come you guys didn't stop that? Then it's going to be revealed certain things like, well, we weren't really allowed to stop this. We weren't really allowed to stop that. It's a mess. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin. Excuse me. Franklin Armory, yes.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Sometimes it's very amusing to watch when you see where two leftist ideas finally meet in the real world. That's always exciting. Like right now, there's a real conundrum for those on, for many of them on the left, the ones that would be the central planners. They have to figure out how to reconcile their desire for more gun control law with their demand for less policing. Because, you know, there's not much point in putting more restrictions on gun ownership in place if the new laws aren't going to be enforced, if there's not going to be any means to do it. But if you believe that we're already over-policed, then are more gun laws really the best way to address gun violence? We can watch this in real time at the moment because Democrats in Evanston, Illinois are wrestling with this dilemma, with some local politicians vowing to adopt an intersectional approach to the issue, whatever that means. Alderman Devin Reed of the 8th Ward, who was sworn in Monday, said he plans to remain laser-focused on the issue of gun violence, especially as it impacts the 5th and 8th Wards. But he said he wants to avoid punitive gun control measures that rely on policing and incarcerating people who possess firearms illegally. I don't know exactly what he thinks is going to happen, you know. Haven't gotten quite past the coughing when you laugh part yet, but anyway. I don't know exactly what he thinks he wants here. Some gun control advocates say defunding police departments and investing in alternative community safety programs would be easier if less people were armed, although many gun control laws have historically been enforced by police departments. Reed said, "We need to try to get guns off the street, but do it in a manner that does not violate the rights of our residents." So, in other words, in Evanston, Illinois, if you're listening in Evanston, Illinois, you're expected to start bleating like sheep and agreeing to go along with this and voluntarily give up your rights and your guns. Of course, Mr. Reed was not kind enough to say that, which is the actual truth. Instead, he said Evanston should increase support for people in situations that increase their likelihood to commit acts of violence. He said gun violence can be related to factors like mistrust of established legal channels, such as police and court systems. Well, yeah, you could look at that. That's the end of things. Gun violence is the end of things. Gun violence begins when there's a fatherless child with no education, no money coming in, no nothing, no support system. When that fatherless child joins then a gang for something, for some form of acceptance, and then he's on the path to the gun violence that's sure to come. But what he's saying is that we should be looking at the end result and trying to overcome that, which is plainly stupid. And while he's talking about getting guns off the streets, what he's really describing is an attempt to reduce demand for firearms among those most likely to use them in crimes. Now, I'm all in favor of that. But he and the others have to commit to reducing the demand instead of continuing to target the supply, which inevitably leads to punitive gun control measures. In order to take away the demand, you have to shut off the supply of people joining gangs. Now, the unfortunate problem is that the gun controllers don't see this. Peyton Ahrens is an Illinois state director for March for Our Lives, a national youth-led gun control advocacy group. He said the organization wants the federal government to address gun violence as a public health issue that's interconnected with other structural disparities, including lack of access to mental health care, rather than an issue that can be dealt with entirely by law enforcement. Aaron said gun control can go hand in hand with police demilitarization. A demilitarized system could include departments of unarmed people tasked with responding to situations like mental health emergencies and routine traffic violations instead of armed police officers, reducing the likelihood of violent encounters. Creating that type of system would be easier if less people were armed, Aaron said. So, once again, we're up there looking at the pie in the sky. He said, if there's less guns on the street, police don't necessarily have to respond with a firearm. Transferring resources to different departments in a more broad system would make sense, especially in an area as dense and populated as Chicago, because police are forced to handle a lot of different things that they aren't specifically trained to handle. So they know they want less guns and less policing, but the less guns comes first with the promise of less policing to follow once the guns are gone. And at that point, there are days. This is where we go into the land of fantasy. Because not only do we have between 120, 140, 50 million gun owners in the country, those numbers are going up, not down. People are growing more interested in exercising their Second Amendment rights, even in places like Chicago and the suburbs there. So Aarons and his fellow anti-gun and de-policing activists are still refusing to address what is a very fundamental contradiction in their position. They'd love to persuade people to give up their guns, but that's not going to happen in large numbers anytime soon. So instead, they want to use the power of armed agents of the state to enforce criminal penalties on those who would violate their gun laws. They might not want to admit it, but if they believe that policing is a problem, then every nonviolent possessory gun control law they manage to put in place is only going to make things worse. Right now, there's probably a bunch of criminal elements within Chicago, a bunch of gangs within Chicago that are watching this with a lot of interest because they would love a demilitarized, a disarmed police, if you want to put it that way. They would love to see that happen. They would love to see the social workers come in. It'd be a little bit like parachuting a bunch of Girl Scouts to sell their cookies into the New York as it is envisioned in Escape from New York. Yeah. It'd be something like that. Or it'd be something like, you know, parachuting some lambs into the middle of a pride of lions to go in there and reason with the lions. We know you're hungry, but there's other things you can eat. So, yeah. Fantasyland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Thursday, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration is refusing to admit our southern border is still in crisis.
Now Democrats cannot get control of the crisis that they have stoked. The vice president, supposedly the point person to fix illegal immigration, has yet to even visit the southern border.
McConnell also saying the Biden administration is trying to brag about the number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant migrant children going down. More companies are saying it's okay to shop without a mask. Kroger and Walgreens are the latest to drop their mask mandates, and it's for guests who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to coincide with the CDC's updated guidelines. Other stores where you can ditch your masks include Costco, CVS, Kohl's, Sam's Club, and Walmart. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is signing a bill to combat hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders.
I believe with every fiber of my being that there are simple core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
Goodbye, Internet Explorer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge, and if you've ever tried to remove Edge from a Windows operating system, you will understand it's nearly impossible.
USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now, we've got another election coming up in 2022, and then we'll have another one in 2024. And we'll always have them. And what I'm about to tell you is going to be disheartening. But it shouldn't be. Because you have to pay attention to just everything else you do in life. When you drive the car, you got to pay attention. When you go to work, you got to pay attention. When you're at work, you got to pay attention. Definitely when you're out there shooting and training with guns, you got to pay attention. So when we're involved in the electoral process, paying attention should just be second nature. But to save our country from President Asterisk's reign of error, the Republican Party is going to have to think outside of the box. They're going to have to push the envelope. They're going to have to execute other similar cliches and do it well. And I have a suggestion for an innovative strategy for the 2022 election cycle that might well overcome the usual GOP establishment tendency toward failure. I say, and you may want to sit down for this, that this time we should pick some candidates that don't suck. Now, just Hear me out. I know it's kind of crazy, but it just might work. A nominee who doesn't suck has certain advantages over the usual losers we see all too often, it being the idiots of our ballots. One of those advantages is that people are more likely to vote for someone who is not terrible than one who manifestly is. And getting more votes than the Democrat, who is always terrible, is a very, very important part of electoral victory, though you would not know that from the GOP's elections, or their actions, rather. Its members seem to think the goal is polite defeat. But us unwashed Jesus people who like guns in America don't live near Washington have this weird notion that candidates should attempt to win their elections. Maybe we should try that in 2022. Now, a good Republican candidate needs to do several things to keep from failing at the starting line. And these are all pretty basic, and they're not hard. You got to have a spine. Though in our party, a vertebrae seems to be in, you know, those seem to be in short supply. A good Republican candidate needs to understand that the entire campaign, what it's about. And it's about President Asterisk and the economic and social havoc he is causing for normal people. A good Republican candidate needs to know what time it is. And that is, he needs to understand that wokeism is a terminal illness if not treated by amputation. A good Republican candidate needs to get that we are the party of law and order on our streets and on the border. A good Republican candidate needs to know that every institution hates us and that we owe the institutions no deference. We owe the institutions no respect. A good Republican candidate needs to know that we're not the party of big corporations, but of working people and small business. A good Republican candidate needs to get that the only common sense gun control is a clear sight picture, proper grip, and a good breath control as you squeeze said trigger. A good Republican candidate needs to loathe the media as much as it loathes us. A good Republican candidate needs to understand that we still love President Trump and that we will not support anyone who joins the left in attacking him. So in other words, a good Republican candidate needs to side with us and not the establishment, and a good Republican candidate doesn't care if the establishment hates him. In fact, he wears it as, you know, that fussy fury as a badge of honor. Imagine, and what they're doing here is, this is a GOP candidate embracing the GOP base's agenda. I know that sounds wacky, but maybe we should give it a try. Like in Pennsylvania, the Senate seat there is up for grabs. Pat Toomey's brilliant idea to support, control, and backstab the president, having assured him a primary that he would have lost in, you know, a very humiliating fashion. Weird how your own side despises you when you betray it, and the other side also despises you because it always despised you, plus now you're a scuzzy turncoat to boot. So there's a fight coming in Pennsylvania, and we might just keep this critical seat because, drum roll, Republican voters have a chance to nominate a good candidate. Sean Parnell has announced, and he's already the front runner. He's a decorated combat vet and author. He almost took out Connor Lamb in a Dem district in 2020. Only megabucks from Pelosi and that special help all Pennsylvania Dems received saved his Lamb's worthless sheepskin from defeat. But Mr. Parnell used his campaign to build a reputation and honed his political chops. And Pennsylvania is in play. Scranton Joe never cared about the Keystone State. He's attacking fracking and cultivating inflation. And people are getting mad about that. Sean's got a first-rate team, and he's got a plan. But most important, he's all in on the conservatism part of it. Not the cruise ship con kind that has all the bow tie boys in the beltway shrieking, ahoy! But the kind of conservatism that fights and wins. And another Jeb Bush-type puffball is not going to win. They almost never win. And when they manage to, they become Mitt Romney. And nobody likes Mitt Romney. I suspect his family doesn't like him too much. Another tiresome self-funder is not going to win. the seat matters, and it is no time for some rich goober to ego trip Chuck Schumer into a filibuster-busting majority. As we recently saw in Texas 6, where the Cheney-Kinzinger-Lido deck candidate got a whopping 3% of the vote, another never-Trump Friedekin is not going to win. A ranger like Sean Purnell, he can win. And this is not merely applicable to Pennsylvania. Sean is one of the first of the new generation of good candidates to get into the fight. There are more to come. The bench depth is growing. And as these people appear, and we need to vet the hell out of them to ensure they're conservative, are they the weakhearts, the sissies, or some other part of the bulwark demographic? Are they corporate shills? Are they all in on your kids fighting a war, and who cares a stan? Do they treat the media like the garbage that it is? When the left runs down Trump, do they defend his record or not along? Do they stand with you or with the people who hate you? These are all questions you can ask everywhere you go, no matter where you're at today, locally, looking at your local races, your statewide races, as they all come up in 2022, you can ask all these questions. And then you can look and see who fits the bill. Because you probably have somebody there that does. You have to choose wisely. You have to be self-educated on this. And we need to choose people who aren't awful in 2022. If Paul Ryan, obviously awful, there's no telling where we could be as gun rights advocates if he simply had not been what he was. Makes you just shake your head and just wonder what could have been. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. There's a little bit of concern out there right now about how much money the gun grabbers are spending. I have definite opinions about what spending in a political realm means. Spending primarily buys two things. It buys advertising, as in public service announcements or ads or whatever it is. And it also buys, it also pays the salaries of the people that are pushing this agenda. Now, according to Open Secrets' Crystal Herr, she reported spending on gun control lobbying surged about 21% from January through March, compared with the same period in 2020, to $630,000. Every Town for Gun Safety, a nonprofit largely funded and co-launched by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, topped the list of industry lobbyist spenders for the 10th year in a row with $380,000. Gun control group Giffords came in second with $150,000. And that's on top of the nearly 25 million Open Secrets reported gun control groups spent to get their favorite politicians elected in 2020. Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety topped that list with $17 million. Well, that tells you a little bit about things. What it mainly tells you is that there are no rank and file members of these gun anti-gun organizations, and you have to rely upon the big, deep pockets of individuals that are willing to bankroll this stuff. The coincidental spending by gun control groups and the insistence on restrictive laws by gun control politicians is too obvious. Of course, none of this is going to go anywhere because of the Senate, which I think is a very important thing to point out. The U.S. House of Representatives passed two gun control bills within days of Congress convening. One, to require so-called universal background checks, a necessary precursor to national gun registration, and the other to endlessly delay background check determinations. They were passed on near party lines with no committee debate. Both bills went straight to the House floor and were rubber stamped and sent to the U.S. Senate. Joe Biden, he went to the Rose Garden to demand Congress pass gun control measures. And the two most important people in American politics, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, continue to hold the line in the Senate. While he was there, he spewed half-truths about and complete fabrications about the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act and background checks for gun sales at gun shows. At the same event, he announced he would propose rules to change the definition of what is a firearm, to allow government control of nearly every aspect of selling firearm parts, and another proposal to reclassify AR pistols as short-barrel rifles and regulate them under the 1934 National Firearms Act. Then we have the litany of gun control bills that have been introduced. They cover the spectrum from national gun registration to outright bans on commonly owned firearms. But the political spending in the first quarter raises serious questions as to what the gun control groups are trying to buy. Because they already spent the big money and they got control of the White House and Congress. That's in their pockets. What more do they want? Well, they're looking to buy a directorship. They need their guy at the helm of the bureau that regulates the gun industry. And that guy is President Biden's nominee, David Chipman. He's literally a paid gun control lobbyist who's still collecting a check from Gifford's gun control group and serving on an advisory board to every town. And he's been nominated to be the director of the ATF. Follow the money, as the saying goes. You already got Merrick Garland in the Department of Justice as an attorney general. So, this is gun control making large campaign contributions to elect candidates to Congress. They've got both chambers of Congress today, but not by the margins they needed to enact their gun control agenda. So, Biden has ordered the Department of Justice to rework the definition of a firearm, giving the ATF, the Regulatory Bureau for Firearms and Ammunition, greater latitude in deciding what can and cannot be sold. That can be undone instantaneously if somebody else gets in that office. And that's what an extra $630,000 gets you. It's an insurance policy on the $25 million investment already made to make sure it pays off. Now, here's the thing to point out, though. Despite all this money they have spent, just like the 2016 election, it's not going anywhere. Some of the things they want to do, have you ever seen the resin that they use to 3D print? It comes in a roll. And the same resin that your kid can use to print a really good-looking bust of Goku from Dragon Ball Z can be used to print a gun, a lower. And the plans are out there. 3D printers are out there all over the place. You can buy one as cheaply as $200. And if you know what you're doing, you can print a gun on one of them. So that's one thing they want to, they want to regulate the 3D printing of guns. They also want to regulate the home building of guns. They want to start with the apparent, the kits and everything else. They want to redefine, right now it's 80% lower. Maybe it'll become a 70% lower, a 30% lower. They basically want to get down to regulating a hunk of steel. All these things they're pushing for are unenforceable. And at the same time, they're pushing to get rid of the cops. So they want to rein in the law-abiding who aren't doing anything, and they want to put less pressure on the criminals who are making all of this possible for them, because it's the sheep amongst us that turn to government when things get bad or when they perceive them to get bad, and they're like, what are you doing? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So they just, it doesn't sound like that. It's like, bah, bah. So, interesting moment that we live in right now, because we have these two leftist productions coming up. And the one that makes all of this possible, despite the fact that they got everything they wanted, and they have temporary control of it right now today, is just outside of their grasp. And you've got all of these states that are either going constitutional carry or Second Amendment sanctuary, all these other things. They're slowly turning themselves. Before long, it'll look like a chorus of screamers in one central location, screaming at the states to obey. While the states sit back and say, no, what you're doing is unconstitutional. We'll decide what's constitutional since you guys have completely prostituted the system. We'll decide what's constitutional. We'll decide what the Constitution says you can and can't do. And since we're the one funding you, we'll decide whether you get any of our money any further. I mean, they're literally, they're in a tug of war, and they don't realize that the other end of the rope that they're pulling on is in a noose around their own neck. If they get what they want, they choke to death. It's very interesting watching your enemy, because yes, they are. I know some of you are going, oh, Bill, they're Americans just like us. No, they're not. They're not Americans like me and you. They are Americans that, in name only, and, they want to control every aspect of your life. And they're going to fail, which we should be joyous about. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.